Doug Wright Show. Top newsmakers only Doug has access to. Answering questions only Doug can ask. On KSL News Radio.
Well, a lot of breaking news today. We have the situation with the Russian jet being shot down, whether it was shot down by the two F-16s flown by Turkish pilots, or whether it was shot down by ground activity, as the Russians are claiming. We don't know at this point. The plane did come down in Syrian territory, but the claim from the Turks were that it was flying in their airspace. So we'll continue to cover that. We've had the joint press conference with President Hollande of Paris and President Barack Obama of the United States. And by the way, they continue to field questions at the White House right now. But we're just a day or so away from Thanksgiving. Now, tomorrow we'll pull out the stops. We'll have a lot of fun with Thanksgiving, all of the over-the-river and through-the-woods type things that we normally do day before Thanksgiving on the Doug Wright Show. But I thought we'd better give you a little heads up here, because a lot of people over the next little while, maybe even before the show tomorrow, they're going to start working on and purchasing and different things. I know in our family already, you know, everybody's buying things and getting, you know, the make sure that the turkey's ready to go. And I thought, hey, let's talk a little turkey here on the Doug Wright Show today at KSL News Radio. I mean, you need every excuse in the world to play a turkey gobble, right? Uh-huh. And so we have invited, we actually tapped into the expertise of our friends at Studio 5, Brooke Walker and her great crew over there. And we said, hey, we need somebody really good, I mean really good, to help walk us through some of the do's and don'ts for the Thanksgiving dinner with a focus on the turkey. And they steered us to Chef Tom Woodbury, who is on the line right now. Chef, thank you so much for being part of today's Doug Wright Show.
Oh, Doug, it's a pleasure to chat with you.
Now, we need some help with the meal in general, but I understand you have been particularly focused on the turkey. What have you been working on?
Well, it seems cruel that roasting a whole bird is the ritual that we force upon all these young new homemakers every year, because it's one of the hardest things to get right, because you've got all these different the legs poke out, and you want to cook the thigh and the leg to a different temperature than you want to cook the breast, and you got to worry about your wings getting burnt. I mean, it's one of those things that it seems like the Constitution should prohibit cruel and unusual punishment that should include turkey cooking for these young housewives. But there are a few things you can do to make it simple.
Okay. Now, I need simple, and you are so right. I mean, over these many years that I've been doing this radio program, I cannot tell you how many young brides have called in tears telling us the horror story of presenting their first Thanksgiving dinner with their mother-in-law sitting there looking at them.
Well, the most important thing they need to remember, and the thing that is going to give you the best turkey meat when you're done, is make sure you have a good meat thermometer.
Okay.
And if you do that and you keep your bird as close to 165 degrees as possible, you're going to have an amazing juicy turkey.
So what does the oven temperature have to be roughly in order to maintain that 165 degrees on the meat thermometer?
You know, that is the million-dollar question. Most people will roast their turkey at 325. If you're one of the unfortunate people who hasn't yet purchased their turkey and you put it in your fridge to thaw today and it's not quite thawed out on Thanksgiving, you can actually dial it back to 275 or 300. If it's still frozen, and know that it's going to take about time and a half to what it would normally take to cook. But that oven, that meat thermometer, you want to stick it into the thickest part of the breast away from the bone, and just let it and take that temp. But it's really going to vary based on the thickness of the bird, how much it weighs. Each bird is a little bit different, which is why that magic number of 165 makes all the difference.
Now, if you want to protect the legs and the wings, as you mentioned, and not have them burn to a crisp while the rest is just about right, are there any tricks of that trade? And here's the big question, and I've heard a big, you know, rabid debate over this. Do you cook with the breast up or do you cook with the breast down?
Those are outstanding questions. For as far as the wings are concerned, generally speaking, most people don't eat the wing. You'll usually take it off and throw it in water and make turkey stock out of it. So if it burns a little bit, it's not the end of the world, but you can throw foil on the tips of your wing if you're worried about presentation. The part that is most likely to get overcooked, with the exception of the wing, is the breast. So the philosophy of cooking it breast down to get a more juicy breast is kind of an old wives' tale. It doesn't really redistribute the juices anyway. But what does cause that potential risk of a dry bird is it's just plain and simple old-fashioned overcooking.
Overcooking, yeah. We've all had that. You know, you feel like Chevy Chase, you know, where you're just gnawing on it. But then again, you don't want it to be raw.
That's correct. And that goes back to the first point, and I feel like I'm percussion is beating the same drum over and over, but that 165, that is your magic number. And that is the key. If you cook your breast to an internal temperature of 165, even if it's still a little bit pink, even if the juices around the bone still look a little pink, know that you've got a safe bird that's going to be incredibly juicy.
Cool. One final quick question. We're almost out of time. I so appreciate you joining us. We need to tap into your expertise again soon. But stuffing in the bird versus outside the bird. My grandma always cooked it inside the bird. And boy, I've mentioned that to some people and they just about get out the garlic cloves and the stake through your heart and the silver cross and bullets.
Well, we have that debate on an almost daily basis in my day job. And the key is if you're going to cook with the stuffing, and call it stuffing, so it's inside the bird, there's that magic number of 165 that comes into play again. Some people I know suggest, I hate to use the word microwave, but they suggest microwaving the stuffing
yeah.
to the point that it's at a pretty high temperature, and then putting it into the bird hot.
Uh-huh.
And monitoring it, but really, ultimately, what that does is it brings an extra component that you've got to worry about when you're cooking in the kitchen. If you've never cooked a turkey before, I would not recommend putting stuffing inside the cavity of the turkey. Instead, if you want all that delicious flavor that's going to come, just take the pan juices from your turkey breast and add them to the stuffing as it gets time to heat your stuffing in the oven. You'll get the same great flavor. You'll get the same safety because you know you're hitting that magic number of 165. But you will also not worry about overheating your bird because it's like anything else. It takes a while from the heat on the outside of the bird to make its way into the innermost part of the bird. And if you're filling the internal cavity with stuffing, by the time that stuffing hits the magic temperature, chances are your breast is going to be overcooked, your meats, your thighs, your drumsticks are all going to be overcooked, and you'll end up with a dry turkey for the sake of cooking the stuffing on the inside of the bird. Not worth it, in my opinion.
Chef, you better watch out. Now that we've discovered you, I'm going to be calling you regularly. As a matter of fact, I might call you about midnight tomorrow night and get some tips, okay?
Hey, Doug, I'm always here to take your call.
Chef, thank you so much for sharing your expertise and time. And seriously, it'll be a lot of fun as we get a little closer to Christmas to talk about some other cooking issues as well.
Would love to.
We may have to make you the official chef of the movie show, and that is a great yet dubious honor.
I'm in. You can count me in for that, Doug. I'm here for you.
Chef Tom Woodbury with us here at KSL News Radio.